Blog Talk Radio.
You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die.
Praise the Lord, everybody, for this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. I thank God for another day, another opportunity to speak to you again, to fellowship with you again. Thank God for his grace and mercy, for they are renewed every day. Thank God for the month of November, even though although here in Michigan it's getting cold and outside. So we thank God for the changing of seasons. And so we as believers know that it's not only four seasons, but it's also a fifth season, and it's called due season. So we thank God for the due season, for we know that if we faint not, if we don't give up, for we will surely reap. And so you tuned in into Impossible, Ministry Impossible, where your host is Minister Sharon Rambus, and Ministry Impossible is based on the scripture, Luke 18 and 27. And our theme is, there is nothing too hard for God. And our mission is to empower and encourage the people with the word of God. And so we'll be on the air, come to you on air every second Thursday and every fourth Saturday of each month. And so our next show date would be November the 24th. November the 24th and December the 13th. November the 24th and December the 13th. And so this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. So no matter what comes your way, you should have a made-up mind, a purpose-filled mind, to rejoice and be glad because of God's goodness to you. So we always start to show off with a word of prayer, because the Bible says that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. It also says that men are to always pray and not faint. The prayer is a weapon. So for the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but are mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. For when we pray, God listens, and when we listen, God speaks. When we believe, God will begin to work. May we pray. Lord, we thank you that we don't have to live under condemnation and the clouds of threats from the giants in our lives, giants of sickness and giants of lack, giants of loneliness and despair. You have created us to be giant slayers, and so we are no longer bound, but thank God we are free. Free to love and to live in the purpose and power in which you have created us for. And Lord, right now we ask that you would touch all the bereaved families of the land. And we have another mass shooting in America, out in California. Touch those families. Continue to touch and deliver. No matter what this world may bring, let them Let people know that you're still in charge and the government rests upon your shoulders. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So there is a word from the Lord tonight, and it's found in Proverbs 24, verse 16. Proverbs 24, verse 16. 24:16, and we'll just do the A clause of that verse. Proverbs 24:16. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this is a, bringing us to this preaching moment. We know your words give life, and it gives light to every dark situation. Continue to bless us. Continue to keep us. Lord, we know that no preaching is done except be by you. So right now, Lord, we ask that you would do the preaching through us. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. Amen. Proverbs 24:16, and it reads, "For a just man falleth seven times and rises up again." A just man falleth seven times and rises up again. And so for our time here on the radio, we'd like to discuss the thought and like to encourage you to keep it moving. To keep it moving. Our God is a God of progression. He is constantly moving and working. He is busy moving mountains out of our way. Always working wonders, repeatedly night and day and night and day and day and night, manifesting miracles in our lives. Morning by morning, he is giving and passing out new mercies. So despite our difficult dilemmas and our crazy circumstances and our sticky situations, we gotta keep it moving. Psalms 23:4 says, "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me." So there's no need to fear. There's no need to quit. There's no need to sit on the sideline, because as the Bible said, through the valley, he will be with you. So no matter what's going on, no matter what you're going through, the good news is that you're going through. So it may be a valley of sickness. It may be a valley of your haters. It may be a financial trouble, a valley of underemployment, or a valley of unemployment. Whatever valley you find yourself in, he promised to be with you. Psalms 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. He has not brought you this far to leave you." Somebody needed to hear that. Somebody needed to hear that God has not forgot about you. God has not forgot about you. God has not brung you this far to many troubles and trials and many obstacles that you already overcome. The many things that he brought you through already. I come to encourage you tonight to just keep on keeping on. Don't give up. Keep moving, because he didn't bring you this far to leave you. Because Psalms 46:1 says, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble." And so he has not brought you this far to leave you. Once again, he's in the trouble with you. So no matter what trouble you're facing, you can find comfort that God is in the trouble with you. And so, yes, it might be a little rocky right now, and yes, you might be living with some of the consequences and some bad decisions you've made. And yes, you might be facing some struggles. But Job 14:1 says that a man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. And I come to understand that trouble and life, they are traveling partners. They go hand in hand. They're a package deal. And so as we look at our text, it says, for a just man falleth. Just because you are a child of God does not mean that you won't have troubles and trials. It does not mean that trials will try to avoid you or you will become automatically problem free. It does not mean that trouble and trials won't cross your path. And so that is one of the greatest misconceptions about becoming a child of God. It is that some people think that you will no longer have problems. But many of you that have been walking on this journey long enough know that that is not the case. Our text says, a just man falleth. A man who lives justly. One who tries to treat everybody like he wants to be treated. A man with a strong devotional life. One is faithful to God, a God-fearing man. A man of prayer. A man of faith. Habakkuk 2:4 says, but the just shall live by his faith. Romans 1:17 says, the just shall live by faith. We're talking about a just man, one who is committed to the scriptures. An honorable man, a man with good character and good morals. Now, for a greater understanding of exactly what a just man is, let's examine the letters in the word just. So the first letter is J, and to be a just man means to be justified by God. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So a just man have been justified by putting his trust in the Lord. And secondly, a just man is a man who is upright. Proverbs 14:2 says, he that walketh in his uprightness feareth the Lord. Isaiah 26:7 says, the way of the just is uprightness. So a just man is one who is upright by fearing God, determined to live right and treat his neighbors right. And thirdly, a just man is sanctified. Jeremiah 1:5 says, behold, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee, and before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. So to be sanctified means to be set apart by God. To be set apart by God for his purpose and his service. And a just man, fourthly, is a thoughtful man. A thoughtful man who gives thought about what pleases God. Psalms 112:5 says, a good man showeth favor and lendeth his guide, and he will guide his affairs with discretion. Proverbs 15:28 says, the heart of the righteous studieth to answer. So a just man thinks before he speaks. So even after being all of this, after being justified, after being upright, after being sanctified, after being thoughtful, our text tells us that a just man falleth 7 times. And so, yeah, you will find yourself falling short. You'll find yourself missing the mark. But there's good news. It's good news right there. It said he rises up again. And so that is the difference between a believer. That's the difference between a non-believer and a believer, is that we can get up. And somebody need to hear that tonight, that you can get up out of that situation. Although it might be tight, although it might seem impossible, but I come to encourage you tonight that there is nothing impossible. With God, all things, with God, all things are possible. It might be impossible with man, but with all things, with God, all things with God is possible. And so we can get up. We can get up out of that situation, that circumstance. We can get up because Christ got up. Because the story is that on a hill far away called Calvary, he hung his head and died. They put a crown of thorns. The blood came streaming down. He gave up the ghost. They took him down off the cross and buried him in a borrowed tomb on one Friday evening. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand, and that same resurrection power that got Jesus up from the grave is working in me and you today. So you can get up. You can rise up. And so no matter where you find yourself in, it's good news that you can get up and always begin again, because we serve a God of another chance, not just a second chance, because I know you like me, we didn't use up that second chance a long time ago. But thank God that he's a God of another chance and another chance. And so we can't get tired, we can't get weary along the way, because the Bible tells us they that wait upon the Lord shall renew your strength. You should mount up with wings as eagles. You should run and not get weary. You should walk and not faint. So God, he will strengthen you as you go on this journey, as we progress. And so God is not a God of just enough. He's a God of more than enough. So he'll give you exactly what you need. So hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Don't give up. Keep it moving. Keep it moving, because what's in the past is in the past. But the Bible tells us that our future is greater than our past, and that our latter shall be greater. And so I don't know about you, but I'm going to run on and see what the end going to be. I'm going to determine it. Got a made up mind to keep on pressing. Keep pressing your way through. Because sometimes it get troubled, and sometimes you can get weary. But I want to tell you, hold on. I can see the breaking of day. Hold on, because joy comes in the morning. So you find yourself in midnight situations. You find yourself in some dark and dim and some dusty situations. But hold on, because morning is coming. The clouds is about to break, because trouble don't last always. So hold on, my brother, and hold on, my sister. Keep it moving. Don't let the devil stop you. Don't let your haters stop you. Keep it moving. Keep moving forward, because you got a prize, because God has guaranteed us victory. We victors, we more than conquerors. More than conquerors. So the only way for us to lose is to give up, is to quit. So tonight I'd like to encourage you to keep it moving, keep it going. Keep striving, keep pressing. Keep pursuing all that God has created you to be. Keep it moving. So tonight, the Heavenly Father, we thank you. We hope your word has encouraged your people to not give up, although the vision may tarry. Keep moving, keep progressing towards that promise. Lord, we know you to be a promise keeper. We know you to not be no shorter than your word. You are a man of your word. You and your word are inseparable. So we can bank on it. We can count as done if you promised. You promised. That's a guarantee. That's a guarantee. Your promises are guaranteed. Your promises are still yea and amen. So we thank you, Lord. And by chance, anyone under the sound of my voice have not accepted you as their Lord and Savior. Lord, hopefully that this word has inspired hope to seek you, because you are a hope of salvation. You are a hope of tomorrow. You are a hope in this sin-sick, troubled world. So we thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you glory, and all we say and do. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.